And with us now on Coach's Corner this morning is the head coach of the Mabel Canton Cougars. It's Paul Tallisrud. Coach, how's it going today?
It's going good. It's going good. Thanks, Luke.
Hey, thanks for being here. We do appreciate it. We were in Lanesboro last night. It was a tough battle. 57-30 was the final score. Lanesboro got the win over your Mabel Canton Cougars. Coach, overall, your thoughts on the game?
It was a tough matchup. You know, Lanesboro's a physical team, and we knew that coming in that we were going to have to, you know, match their physicality. And I think, you know, in the first half, we did a good job of that. It was a close game throughout the first half. We scored on our first possession. I think we held them from. I know they ended up coming down and scoring their first possession, and then we took our second kickoff back for a touchdown. So we're up 14-8, and then, you know, a couple scores, but at halftime there they. Right before half, we're tied 22-22, and they put a drive together with, you know, about a minute and a half left, and we gambled on a fourth and one, and we had them at fourth and six, and we jumped offside, so then it was fourth and one, and gambling gave up a touchdown right before half, so there's 19 seconds left in the half, and they kicked off to us. We, you know, again, tried to gamble and try to get a score, you know, and get a big play before halftime, and it backfired, and they ended up tipping a pass and getting an interception and ended up scoring again right before half, which, you know, it's tough to come back from, and, you know, that's probably more on me than the kids, and, you know, it's, you know, bad coaching decision, I guess, but it, you know. But the kids, you know, at halftime, we did made some adjustments, and you know, they came out in the second half and started out pretty good, and we held them to a three and out, got the ball back and scored, and then after that, then it was kind of a physical game, and you know, we had a couple injuries and ended up fumbling a couple times and stuff like that, and then they made a big run in the second half to get their 57 points. So I'm proud of our kids. They played hard the entire night. We were just on the losing end this time, and, you know, I really hope we get the opportunity to you know, play them again, but got a long road ahead to that point. So you know, I'm proud of the kids, but you know, we'll keep on plugging.
But yeah, it was a tough one last night. Again, 57-30, the final score, Coach. You mentioned in the first half, you guys moved the ball pretty well, especially on the ground. Caden Tallisrud had that 75-yard touchdown to open things up on your second play from scrimmage. Then you had, I think it was a 96-yard kickoff return for the touchdown. What was working well offensively in that first half? And you guys really opened up the playbook, too, because you connected on some deep passes as well.
Yeah, you know, and you know, we're a, you know, run team first, and, you know, I felt like I wasn't, it was kind of grab bag, and, you know, I didn't have a real good flow of it. We tried to establish a run, and they did a good job after that first, that long touchdown by Caden. They did a good job stopping that, our sweep, and so then we tried to open up the passing, and, you know, they were coming up to stop the run, and Isaac made a couple great throws to Jordan Larson, and, you know, we got a couple big plays from him to, you know, to get one was a touchdown and the other one got us to the 1 yard line to score there before the half. So, you know, the kids did a good job of, you know, making plays. So, yeah.
Short week here, Coach. You take on Southland on Wednesday at home. What do you expect to see from the Rebels?
I think I haven't seen them a whole lot, but they're more of a passing team, and, you know, we got to contain the quarterback and guard their receivers. They get good quick receivers. So, again, another team that record doesn't show that, you know, how good a team they really are. And, you know, and we'll have our work cut out for us, you know, to guard guys, and, you know, and we offensively we need to stay on our blocks and finish blocks and all those fundamental things that we need to do.
Paul Tallisrud with us, the head coach of the Mabel Canton Cougars. They are 5-2 now on the season. They fell to Lanesboro last night 57-30 and take on Southland next Wednesday. Coach, as always, we do appreciate the time. Thank you so much for chatting with us today, and good luck next week.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Luke. Have a good weekend.
We got more Coach's Corner on the way next this morning right here on 103.1 KFIL.